Fall is officially here, and that usually means farmers' markets are coming to a close. But the crowds and the harvests are so big this year that the Ogden Farmers' Market is extending its season. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
It's been a record summer for the farmers' market at Ogden's historic 25th Street. More than 100,000 people have already come out to buy local honey, baked goods, produce, and crafts this year. So organizers will keep it open through October 10th. Dan Musgrave is director of Ogden's Downtown Business Alliance.
The idea is that you get to meet the farmers who actually produce the food and talk to them about it. It's all fresh, it's all local, and it's very nutritious.
Ogden's market started 15 years ago with 20 vendors and a dirt lot. Now there are 200 vendors, and it's the place to see and be seen Saturday mornings. It's just one of dozens of farmers markets that have sprouted up in Utah, from Logan to Price to St. George and all along the Wasatch Front. Perry-based Taggy Family Farms are headed out to several this weekend with the last of this year's peaches and just-picked apples. Thane Taggy says it's not the winter squash that signals the season's end.
Until I see that one day where it's like, oh my gosh, things are going to freeze out. We haven't even gotten that wave of people to come through yet, so there's a little ways to go this year.
The market in Murray City Park began 34 years ago. It's the state's oldest and a no-frills destination for Utah-grown farm goods and edibles. It's over at the end of October, when most of Utah's usually had its first freeze. Judy Fays, KUER News.